Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
NFL draft is tomorrow, and we got a special treat for you right now. I thought Doug Whaley was going to be on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. But here he is in the flesh, in studio, and man, oh man, do we have a lot to talk about with Doug. But based on the conversation we just had off the air, are we going to start with the quarterback thing?
Sure show.
I guess we'll start with the quarterback thing.
You tell me.
Because I think Ben is obviously a Hall of Famer. It's 20 years to the day, his anniversary of getting drafted by the Steelers, and he's a great player. Mm-hmm. I just don't have him among the top 10 quarterbacks of all time, which means to me he's not an all-time great player. Another reason I feel that way is I don't think at any point in his career he was the best quarterback going. Maybe not even a top three quarterback going. And so for me, that means he's not an all-time great. What do you think, Doug?
Name me one on your list that went 15-1 as a rookie.
I mean, there's a lot that happens after the rookie year, Doug.
I'm just saying. I mean, let's just start there.
Well, it doesn't.
Okay.
Otto Graham and Johnny Unitas might have. They just didn't play enough games.
All right.
What
start
happened
their
after the
career,
rookie year?
Start their career 15-1. Name me one that went to 3-1-2.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it more than just about Super Bowls, though? Because it is.
For sure.
It is, but a lot of these, you were just saying, like, one of them, was it Otto Graham that was 10-1 or 9-1 in his playoffs?
Bart Starr went 9-1 in the playoffs. Right. Otto Graham went to 10 straight championship games.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying is there. That's why I love these debates, and I like this debate better than who's the all-time great, who's the GOAT. Because now it's like you can bring in different people that you're like, oh, I never thought about this. But the hardest thing about a conversation of this is having that consistent reasoning why.
Right.
Because sometimes it's championship, sometimes it's playoffs, sometimes it's just the eye test, sometimes it's popularity. Like for me, Manning is good, but he's a popular pick. He went to 2 Super Bowls, 1-2. One was because of Terrell Davis. He couldn't even throw a ball through a wet paper towel, but he was from NFL royalty of a family. His dad was NFL pick. His brother was NFL pick. He's very marketable. Funny guy. You can put him in there, out in the camera, and be the face of the NFL. Was he a top 10 quarterback?
Was he better than Ben?
Was he better than Ben statistically? Yeah. But when it came down to it, I take Ben over Manning to win again.
Yes. 1,000% agree.
Absolutely.
1,000% agree.
If he was that good and only to make it to 2 Super Bowls, that to me, it doesn't compute.
I'm not going to be one of those guys who brings up Ben's passer rating in the Super Bowl that they won Super Bowl 40, because it was bad and he didn't play great in that game. But you also don't get there without him. Mm-hmm. In his second season, he was unbelievable in the championship game against Denver. He was really good, particularly in the first half against Indianapolis. So I'm not going to do that. But this idea that if your life is on the line and you need a quarterback to win you a game, and Ben even being on the list, I can't go there. I think he was terrible in the playoffs his last 10 years. Like, objectively horrific.
How many comeback wins does Ben have?
A lot in the regular season. He sure does. Yeah.
And just like Manning.
And he did it in Super Bowl 43.
A lot of stats were regular season stats.
You know what?
And you said Drew Brees as well, right?
I left him off my top 10. That was an emotional argument that I made, putting Drew Brees ahead of Ben. Neither one belongs in the top 10, I don't think. And then I didn't factor in with Drew Brees that he played in a dome.
But Aaron Rodgers belongs in the top 10.
Well, now he's 11th because I forgot about Patrick Mahomes to include him in my top 10.
That's where I'd dig in for you, Aaron Rodgers' postseason stats.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years when he was in Green Bay, they were in at home NFC championships, and Tampa Bay, they threw two picks in the second half and still lost.
No doubt, and we could do this all day because he goes to the NFC championship. Ben loses a home game to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Ben loses a home game to the Jags, right? And those weren't in championship games, but the Steelers favorites in those games, and they weren't able to get it done, and Ben didn't play well. What's interesting to me when you have these kinds of debates is this guy an all-time great, is that guy an all-time great? You're right, Doug. Like, you have to use an element of the eye test, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I watch Rodgers play, he's a better quarterback to me than Ben.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the accomplishments, no. Same thing with Marino. Marino goes his rookie year and then never goes back. But exactly. You watch him play. Like, if I could pick one guy in their prime to lead me at the quarterback position, I think I'm taking Marino.
I mean, they're a better thrower of the football.
Right.
Yeah. But the eye test, like Ben being in the pocket, 6'5", 250 pounds, shrugging off defenders, moving around, moving left, moving right, then finding somebody down the field. I mean, how many guys can do that? How many guys have done that and brought that to the game at the time that Ben did? Like, Josh Allen does that now, but we're accustomed to it because we've seen Ben do it
exactly
in the early 2000s. Nobody was at that size and to be able to flip his hips and throw the ball the way he did after shrugging off a Haloti Ngata. I mean,
you forgot a T there.
No.
I think so.
Haloti Ngata.
Nada.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Nada?
Nada.
See, I got to call you on yours. Because
you're getting taken to the task, right? You're getting taken to the task right now. So you got to call me out on a little word.
I ain't seen your top 10 list, Doran.
Ben's in it. That's all that matters. That was the discussion.
Print it. I need to see your top 10 list. I need to see
Doug's
top
10 list. Put your name on it.
The way he did things, it was way different of the traditional quarterback.
And that's a very good point. He actually... Is there a Josh Allen if there's not a Ben? Josh Allen may be a tight end. You know what I'm saying? So there's that element of he brought a new stylistic way of playing quarterback to the NFL. And to the same point as Patrick Mahomes. Caleb Williams wouldn't be thought of as the number one pick if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes. Because when Patrick Mahomes comes out, and I heard somebody coming in today saying, well, he's not going to be able to do that stuff in the pros. That's exactly the same thing people were saying about Patrick Mahomes. Guess what? You can.
He did it. Yes. And he ain't stopped doing it, and he won't until he retires. The one thing I don't like about these conversations is if I've got Ben 11th or 12th, oh, you think Ben sucks, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that on the 20th anniversary. So here's one thing I will say about Ben. The absolute perfect Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in a town that is so blue-collar. Mm-hmm. If you win, right? But Tom Brady, pretty boy, and he had the flowing locks and the jawline and Peyton Manning in the commercials. Ben looked like he wanted to go out there wearing a pair of jeans, like Brett Favre, and just sling that rock around. He was a blue-collar quarterback, if such a thing existed.
Yeah, like Zach Wilson's not a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
No.
He's not. I mean, all right, here's a question. We have Justin Fields, right? Who do you think is going to end up being a better quarterback? And would you be – two-part question. Between him and Trey Lance, and would you be as excited if they got traded for Trey Lance as you are that they traded for Justin Fields?
I'll answer that. I would not be as excited because I've seen Justin Fields play, and I know that there were things on the outside that hampered the way he played. Trey Lance, I never got to really see play. And Justin Fields, I know where he came from. I know that you've been against Ohio State quarterbacks, but that level compared to where Trey Lance was a North Dakota State or South Dakota, one of the Dakotas.
North Dakota State, yeah.
I know that the pedigree is better.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not be as excited if it was Trey Lance at all.
I agree with that. Like, we talked about Sean Payton before and how I just don't buy that he's this great quarterback guru. He had Drew Brees. Where are his other success stories?
Right.
What I will believe in is what they got going on in San Francisco, and they moved on from Trey Lance after giving everything up for Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. And I do happen to think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch know what they're doing.
Right.
So I would be more excited. I am more excited about Fields than I would Lance.
See, I look at it differently. You have a longer resume from Fields, from college to pros. And if you are that good with that talent, you can show enough to overcome a lot of bad things. Trey Lance, it's just you like apples, I like oranges. Trey Lance has a higher upside because he hasn't played. He only played maybe 10 or 12 games in college. So you have, like an Amarius Mims, you have the talent and a higher upside. Did he perform in San Francisco? No. But Purdy came in and they were like, well, we don't need to invest in him. We got this guy now. Let's put all our apples here and go there. That's all I'm saying. I would be a little more in favor of Trey Lance because Justin Fields, after a while, you are, like Denny Green says, you are who they say you are.
Yeah.
And that's where I get a little nervous about Justin Fields.
And bad habits can be baked in at this point when you've played that long.
And then when you talk about developing quarterbacks, Arthur Smith, he did something with Tannehill, but what did he really do? So where is the development part of it coming in from the Steelers?
And you're saying Lance has more room to grow.
Yes. Yes.
Thus, if I'm understanding you, Arthur Smith isn't going to be able to take the baked-in habits that are already there for Justin Fields and be able to coach those out of him, whereas he's got a fresher ball of clay, if you will, in Trey Lance.
But Kyle Shanahan couldn't do that with Lance.
Well, could he not do it, or did Purdy, once he had his chance, just show it, and they're like, why do we need to go back and try to develop this guy?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just an interesting conversation, what we do on talk radio, right?
Breaking news, guys, not to cut off this wonderful conversation, Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Trophy back.
Oh. As well he should.
He should.
Makes a ton of sense. I don't know if you guys know this. They're paying players now.
Jim Tressel should get his job back at Ohio State.
He should, and those guys should never pay for a tattoo again.
No.
All right, tomorrow it's our NFL draft show from 6 o'clock until the end of the first round. We'll have you covered. Doug will be a part of it. Doran and myself, Donnie Football. Jim Haslett will be here. Paul Zeiss. So we got a cavalcade of people breaking down the draft. We got some hypotheticals to run past you coming up next, Doug, as the rumors are hot and heavy right now. What will the Steelers do? You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is draft day eve. Doug Whaley in with us for the 9 o'clock hour here on the Fan Morning Show. Doug, let's throw a hypothetical at you, buddy, because that's what we've been doing all morning long.
Love it.
Misinformation, disinformation. There might be real information out there right now. Tony Pauline, he's the guy that broke the Deontay Johnson story that he was traded to Carolina. He said he's heard the Steelers are trying to trade up to the 12th pick in the first round with Denver, and that what Denver would be looking for is the Steelers' 20th pick and then the 51st pick. And the guy that they're targeting is Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it would make sense if you have a plan for your other positions. So you knock out your corner position right now because think about it now. Your starting corners, have any of them been on a playoff team? One, JPJ, correct? So you go and get that corner. Now you filled your corner need. Now, what are you going to do at your receiver need? And for me, if you look at it, as much as we Pittsburgh people don't like Dan Moore Jr., he has started for the last two playoff teams. So would you like to upgrade? Yes. But if you really want to make traction instead of trying to upgrade a position that you already have someone there, then you got to go center and receiver. Can you get those guys in the third round? Probably not a number two receiver in the third round, but you could get a low two, high three, and then you could get a center in the third round. Would I love it? No, but if they ended up coming out of the third round with all those positions filled and maybe not a tackle, I could say, again, not excited, but I understand the thought process.
Could this be a smokescreen for other teams and maybe – you know, they're offering the 20th and the 51st for the 12th to get maybe a tackle at 12. And also maybe, think about this, maybe sweetening the deal. So the trade would be with Denver. Mm-hmm. Say they get Cortland Sutton and the 12th pick for giving up the 20th pick and the 51st pick. So you're getting your receiver, and then maybe it's a smokescreen like, hey, we want a corner, but they actually want to tackle at 12 because there's going to be a legit tackle at 12. Could you see them doing that?
Yeah, if they do that, then you got the tackle, you got the corner. Then you can get I like the guy out of Michigan named Drake Nugent. You can get him in the third round. Then all of a sudden, okay, now you're kind of cooking with some gas. I like that. I still would want to try to find a way to get another corner. It's a passing league, and I'm a DB, so I'm a little nervous about their corner situation. But coming out of that, you're like, okay, well, then they're going to try to score a bunch of points.
Could you get a quality corner in the third round, like starting corner?
Probably a number three. I don't know about a number two, even though it is a deep corner draft. I think you still get a corner in the second round, a starter, especially at 51. At third round, you're probably getting a nickel guy, which in essence, is really a starter nowadays.
No doubt about it. And, okay, so I kind of did this backwards. We throw the hypothetical out there. I probably should have asked this first because Doran and I were debating this earlier in the week. Doran thinks like you, not going to put words in your mouth, Doran, but wide receiver more of a need for you than tackle because they do have Dan Moore Jr. You've just echoed those sentiments, Doug. So as you're stacking the positions of need for the Steelers, what's one, and go through your top four?
Top four would probably be, I got a tie with receiver and corner, then I go center, then I go tackle. But with that said, I'm not against if, and this is where when they say best player available at a position of need, and you put tackle in there. And if you're at one in your first round and the best player out of those positions of need is the tackle, absolutely, I'm good with it. But if it's a receiver, yes. Corner, center, I'm a little nervous about taking a center there. That to me is pushing those centers up because of need. Now, if you can move back, or maybe you take one of your thirds and move your second, go up and get one, I'm cool with that, because then you could go tackle, center, and then a third round either receiver or corner.
Could you see them just throwing everybody off and say with the 20th pick, say if like Brock Bowers, a tight end out of Georgia, falls, you say best available, would they take him?
Well, then you're looking at the mindset of, and I just did him last night, he's just a receiver. He's a glorified receiver. He's your slot. So now, then you talk about, think about when Arthur Smith was with Tennessee. He had Jonnu Smith. So everybody thinks all he worries about are Y types, which are blocking tight ends that are limited as a receiver, like a Darnell Washington. No, he had Jonnu Smith, and he is a receiving tight end. So there's really fulfilling your receiver need, because he's a receiving option. So yeah, I could see that, absolutely.
If he's there, I don't know that he will be. We've done a million of these mocks. Sometimes he's there. More often than not, he isn't. But let's say he is there. Does then that mean you don't take a receiver in the third round or the second round if you got Bowers at 20?
Depends on where else you need to go. If you hadn't taken that DB, then you got to take that DB in the third round. Now, if you somehow get a DB somewhere, either in the first round or whatever, then you can still go get that receiver. And with their success in the way the position's going, you can even get, and they've proven it, fourth, fifth, sixth round, they can get receivers that produce.
Doug, there's something that Doran and I saw earlier we really wanted to discuss with you. So I want to break actually a little bit early here so we have full time to be able to talk about this. This is from an ESPN producer. Adam Schefter tweeted this out. And so from 2000 to 2019, they go by positional hit rates in the first round. And the way that they're doing this is if you draft a guy in the first round, they consider the guy a hit if you give him a second contract.
Okay.
They've got the percentages for every position and how that breaks down. We really want your thoughts on that. Looks like you got thoughts. That face is telling me you got thoughts. We'll get to that with Doug coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
More Doug Whaley here. He's in studio with us. Social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. So it's the 20th year anniversary of Ben getting drafted. Yesterday was the anniversary of this all-time famous tweet. Sam Carcitti, he covers the Flyers still, I believe. He covered the Flyers back in 2012. The Penguins lose to the Flyers in that series, and Claude Giroux goes off. He tweeted out, "I think a national TV audience saw Crosby pass baton to Giroux as NHL's best player." So that tweet will live in infamy, and basically anytime we want to give out a social media's biggest loser, we can reference Sam Carcitti's tweet.
Yes.
Because, my God. And good on him, actually, for never deleting it, because he didn't. And that takes stones.
Absolutely. But like I always used to tell my scouts, listen, I'd rather you take a side and be wrong than try to play the fence. Like, oh, he's good at this, but not good at this. And I want to stick him in the fourth or fifth round. That doesn't help me to help make decisions. But anybody wants to throw their stones on and they give a reason why, go for it, man. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, you got to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so we referenced this, tweeted out today by Adam Schefter. This data encompasses the 20 drafts spanning from the year 2000 to the year 2019, and it's percentage of positional hit rates for every position in the first round of the draft as selected since the year 2000. And by hit rate, they mean
second
contract with the team that drafted said player. Do you want to take a guess at what positional hit rate, which was the highest?
In the first round, I'd say O-line.
Center, 92%. Yeah. Only 11 first-round centers drafted since the year 2000, however. Offensive tackles, 59%, Doug. That's the second highest hit rate. There have been 38 of those. 14 guards selected in the first round. 50% of those had second contracts. And then you go linebacker 48, quarterback 46, which actually seems high to me.
Yeah, that seems real high.
Edge at 44, defensive tackle at 40%. Then these are all 38 or lower. Corner, at 38, running back at 38, safety at 34, tight end 33, wide receiver at 27.
Wow.
All told, only 43% of first round picks since the year 2000 have gotten second contracts with their team. What does that mean to you?
It means that evaluation of human beings as talent is very hard. And it's great for us, and especially now that I'm behind the mic saying, hey, you should have done this, you should have done this. But in the end, there's two sayings in the scouting world. If you haven't missed, you haven't scouted. And guess what? We're all just guessing. Everybody's just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Educated guesses.
Educated guesses, and you can follow trends, and you have analytics and to help you make these decisions. But in the end, you're just guessing, and the numbers prove it out.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, how are you supposed to know that somebody's going to transition into the NFL and you would have to dominate to get that second contract right. in the NFL. And I would say that first round picks have a lot more leeway than any other mm-hmm. picks, and especially, you know, a sixth or seventh round pick, like, you don't have leeway. Like, every day is you're playing for your job, but you do have 4 or 5 years to kind of prove yourself as a first round pick. But I mean, if there's another chart out there, I think that, what is it, seventh and sixth round picks make up most of the NFL usually? Fourth round, maybe? Somewhere. I mean, it's not first round, they're last.
Right, because they are those backup special team guys that mm-hmm. can stay around, that are going to be cheap, and that dynamic of the NFL lexicon always has a job because you're going to have the top-heavy guys that are making the money, and then you need some bargain basement guys that fill out the back end of your roster. So to me, though, I'd love to see that chart because, in my opinion, the NFL and player personnel in the NFL have a lot easier trying to evaluate talent than, say, hockey and baseball. You're talking about high school players they're trying to project.
And
international players. I'd love to see that hit rate on those guys in the first round.
Oh, it's got to be significantly lower.
And I tip my hat to hockey GMs, baseball GMs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
Jared Jones, a high school guy.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Are their departments bigger?
Yes.
Their scouting departments? There's more.
I mean, because you have college, then you have pro, but then you have international. And then you'll have international guys sitting in in the Southeast, in Asia. And then I know our owner used to have the Sabres as well. So I talked to his GM too, and they'd have the international. So they had a bunch of guys, and they'd have a bunch of guys gathering the information, but they had four or five key guys that would funnel the information up to those guys, and then they would really evaluate and then take the best of those best and then give it to the GM.
Yeah, there's a weird thing in hockey too where there's just a scouting service too.
Yeah.
Where a lot of they pull a lot of the information from like this collective bucket, which is kind of strange to me. Doug, we have to talk about an awesome event coming up in the next segment, so we're going to cut you short like Jared Jones against the Mets today. We're going to save some of your pitches for tomorrow. We've got draft coverage from 6 o'clock until the end of round one, a bunch of reaction, a bunch of lead up to the draft. Doug Whaley will be there. We've got Jim Haslett, who will be there. Donnie Football. We've got Doran, who's going to be giving the picks before anybody else. So you will hear the picks here before you get them anyplace else, even before Schefter tweets them out. Paul Zeiss will be with us as well. It's going to be a big-time draft party tomorrow, 6 o'clock on 93.7 The Fan. Doug, sorry to kick you out early, buddy, but we appreciate your time.
Oh, always, and see you tomorrow.
Let's go! Draft day!
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two special guests with us here to talk about a special event. We'll get to that in just 1 second. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And break out your clubs for a great cause. May 28th, Valley Brook Country Club, Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman are hosting a golf tournament to benefit two It's About the Warrior veterans. All funds raised will go to these two individuals who served and sacrificed for our country. To participate, visit 98twinsgolf.com. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman with Sill Marketing Diagnostics. It's About the Warrior golf event. Again, Valley Brook Country Club. And joining us now to discuss, Bob Sill.
Hey, good to be here.
And Frank Mergy.
Hello, thanks for having us, man.
Oh, thank you guys for coming on. Do you guys each want to introduce yourselves and just talk about your roles in this really special event here?
We got together with Shenderovich, and Fishman. They're avid golfers, and Craig and Al and Ed, and we play golf together, and I do the same thing. And we said, well, you know, isn't it about time when we did something? So we thought, well, let's have a golf tournament that is different and a little bit unique. There's so many great tournaments out there for so many great causes. So we looked to find something that was different and something that kept everything right here in Western Pennsylvania. And we ran into Steve Monteleone, and Steve Monteleone founded It's About the Warrior. There's about 500 people in that organization. They're all post 9/11 veterans. They're all Western Pennsylvania. And everything that's being done is focused on them, their contributions that they have made to this country. And it's a very different tournament for that reason. And one of the things we're doing is two of the recipients, the money goes directly to them. So we're putting faces to the organization as opposed to just donating money to an organization.
And we met one of those two recipients the last time that you guys were here, Major Eric Trainwreck Burkett, and also retired Corporal Brandon Rumbaugh. These are the two guys who are going to be the beneficiaries here. And we were just talking before you jumped on, Bob, about how life-changing it is to meet a guy like Major Eric Trainwreck Burkett. Frank, if you could talk about your role in all of this as well and what this might look like before we get into some of the reasons why this is a special golf event and different than other golf events.
Absolutely. Again, I'm a communications director with the Tri-State PGA here in Pittsburgh, and PGA Hope is one of our foundation pillars, PGA Hope Tri-State, under the PGA of America. So we train our golf professionals in adaptive golf. And adaptive golf can be utilizing, you know, if you have an amputee or double amputee or they're blind or partial hearing, no matter what the disability is, we have to train our golf professionals to be able to teach the game of golf to the veterans or even as a getaway, even if it's at a driving range. So we have adaptive equipment such as a solo rider, which is a golf cart, but the actual seat and chair will swivel or it'll raise up. It'll go sideways depending on what your disability may be. So we'll have different equipment like that at this tournament on certain holes with our trained certified professionals that if you're playing in a tournament, you will have to perform, you know, your drive as if you were a disabled veteran or a veteran under a certain disability. So you may be blindfolded on one hole and have to hit it that way. Or you'll be sitting in a chair with your legs up and your ankles up. So you don't have balance and you're not, you know, hitting the ground. So you have to kind of feel what they go through and you get a real meaning of how hard it is, but also get a real meaning of what our professionals do to provide those adaptive golf tools to them.
And I mean, just appreciation, right? I mean, that's kind of what it's about. And just, you know, hearing you describe that and kind of having to go through what a disabled veteran would have to go through just to golf. I mean, it just brings everything back to, hey, let's not complain about the little things. Let's understand that there are people out there fighting for us to be able to talk into microphones, to be able to play football games on Sundays. I think it's really just, you know, from what you guys have told us is about just being appreciative to what, you know, our lives are here in the United States.
At first, we thought, you know, we could be helping out. As it turns out, when you meet Eric and you meet Brandon and you meet Steve, you say to yourself, what can I ever complain about in my life? When you see what these guys have overcome, they are inspirations. And quite frankly, everyone that they come in contact with, it changes their life.
And Eric right now is training for the Olympics.
Yeah, Paralympics.
Paralympics.
Yeah, he's in Dubai right now. He's undercover training. He's unbelievable. He's one of the best archers in the world. And that was part of his therapy. That's how he got into it.
Yeah.
But he's working to get over to France. That's one of the things that the money's going to go toward, to help his family to be able to go over there. And in addition, some of the funds are going to go to building podcast studios for these guys, vodcast studios, so that they can, when they're done, bring more awareness to other people throughout the world through their own podcasts. So that's where some of the money's going.
98twinsgolf.com. That's 98twinsgolf.com. And some of the ways that this is special, in addition to what you had to say, Frank, which is super powerful and something that I think would be eye-opening for a ton of people, you're going to have the 9/11 Air Wing color guard. You're going to have American Idol's country singer Christian Beck, who's going to be there. Cody Sable, we love Cody.
Love Cody.
Going to be there painting. Odyssey's going to be broadcasting live. And then, I don't know that this is a selling point, Larry Richard's going to be there as the MC. I don't know about all that. It's going to be an amazing event, guys. Thank you for coming in. Is there anything else you want to get out there?
Well, it's completely inclusive. And by that, you don't have to be a CEO from some organization, which they're going to be there, and they're going to be donating and supporting. But anyone can come and play, and we want everyone to come and play or watch or be involved or donate because it's all about the Warrior.
Bob, thank you. Frank, thank you very much. We'll continue to get the word out. 98twinsgolf.com. Guys, have a great day.
Thanks, man.
Thanks very much. Yeah, we got draft coverage tomorrow. Didn't feel exactly as important after talking about something as serious as that. We have Doug Whaley in with us tomorrow from 6 o'clock on in the evening. We got a special show planned for the people tomorrow, though. Who we got coming on at 7 o'clock? Your guy?
Mike Golic Jr.
Mike Golic Jr. He might know a thing or two about offensive linemen. We'll talk to him. Pat Bostic, I believe, is going to be on with us. Mark Caboli as well. It's going to be wall-to-wall draft coverage tomorrow. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here. So are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. SunChevy.com. Today, high of 60, low 44.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.